this came on, the laws of damages caused by one's property, chapter 11. This chapter contains 13 halachas, and the subject matter here is a continuation of the laws of an animal that killed a human being. In what cases is the redemption money to be paid, and how is the redemption money evaluated, and in what cases is the animal put to death, and what cases is it not put to death? Halacha Aleph, kamahu hakoifer. How much is the redemption money that's to be paid when an animal that was muad, that was experienced to kill, killed a human being? Kemoi shero hadayonim. The amount of the redemption money is the amount set according to the judgment of the judges. Shahuda mehanerig, according to how they evaluate the value, the monetary value of the person who was killed. Hakoy lefishavye shal nerig. The whole thing is evaluated according to the worth of the one who was killed. Shenemar, because the pasuk specifies there in mishpatim venosan pidyoin nafsho. He should pay a ransom, a redemption for his soul. Kichoyla Shayusha Salav, according to all that will be assessed against him. That is the amount that the judges will determine. The Koifer Hoavodim, if the one that was killed is a slave, then the redemption money that's to be paid for a slave, ben gedoilim ben ketanim, regardless of whether they are big or small people, regardless, that is, of what their monetary value is, ben zcharim ben akevis, regardless of whether they are males or females, hu haknos hakosuv b'Torah. In the case of a slave that was killed, the redemption money is the penalty that is specified in the Torah. That's irrespective of the value of the slave. Shloishim sela kesef yofa. 30 sela, 30 shkolim, that is, of sterling silver. Beit shahoya ho'eved shava meyamon. And this is to be paid regardless of whether the slave was worth much more than that, even 100 times 100 pieces of money, bein she'ene shava el a dinar, or even if the slave is only worth a dinar, which is a quarter of a sela, nevertheless he has to pay in every case 30 sela. V'chol ha'me'ukav get shichrur ein leiknas. And any slave, however, who's about to be set free, that is, for instance, if the slave's owner had struck the slave and had knocked out a tooth or an eye, and according to law, the slave is to be set free, but Ma'ukav get shichur, he has not yet been issued a document that in fact sets him free. Ein leiknas, in such a case, there is no penalty to be paid. Hoyel ve'ein le'odom, since the slave has no owner to whom it is to be paid, shareyotza lecheiris, because he is to be set free. Halacha beis, lemi noisnim hakoifer, in the ordinary case where we pay for killing a person, if the ox killed a person, then we have to pay the redemption money. To whom is this money to be paid? Le'yorshei ha'nerek, to the heirs of the one who was killed. V'yemheimis isha, if he killed a woman who was married, ha'koifer le'yorsheho me'aviha, the redemption money is to be paid to her natural heirs, her relatives on her father's side, ve'enei labal, and it's not paid to her husband. Hamis mishechetzi yevin v'chetzi ben choirin, if the ox killed a person who was half slave and half free man, an example of that could occur if the slave had belonged, let us say, to two partners, and one partner had set him free and the other had not. Noisim chatzik nas l'rabbi, v'hachatzi ho'echer roi litein v'ein miyikochenu. So half of the penalty of 30 sloim that we spoke about, half of it is paid to the owner, and the other half actually is owing, roi litein, the money is owed, ve'ein mi kochenu, and there's no one to pay it to. He cannot pay it to the slave, because the slave cannot own property, and he cannot pay it to the owner, because the owner only owns half of him. Halacha Gimel, Shersha Nagach Isha V'yatsu Yiladeha, if an ox gored a woman who was pregnant, and she aborted her babies, Afa Pisha Hu Muad Ligach, even if in the case where the ox has experienced to gore people, habalim pturim mebnei vlades, the owner does not have to pay the cost of the value of the babies that died. Shalai chiva teira bidmei vlades elal adam, because the Torah only makes human beings responsible for paying the cost of babies that were aborted, but not in the case where an animal caused this. Halacha dalet, nagach shivcha v'yatsu yiladeha. If, however, the ox gored a female slave who was pregnant and aborted her babies, mashalim d'mei v'ladis. In this case, the owner does have to pay the cost of the babies that were lost. Shezeh kemisha nagach hamoy me'uberes, because this is a property. The slave and her babies are property, and it's similar to the case of an ox that gored a pregnant female donkey, and you have to pay for the loss. V'im hoya tam, if the animal was only a tam, that the animal that gored the pregnant female slave was a tam, was inexperienced, mishalim chatzi, d'mei v'lodis migufoy, then you pay only half the value of the babies, and it pays only from as much as you can collect from the body of the ox that did the goring. Halacha hei, keitzad shaminoisa, how do we evaluate this? You do not take the full retail value of the babies. Oimdin kama hoisa shivchazu shava kishahoisa miuberis, we evaluate how much was this female slave worth when she was pregnant. Of course, she was worth more than her usual value, because the person who bought her would expect her to give birth. Nonetheless, she's not worth her usual value plus the full retail value of the babies, because she hasn't given birth yet. She may not have live babies, and meanwhile she cannot work when she's pregnant. So it's not a full value here. So we evaluate how much was she worth when she was pregnant, v'kama hi shava ato, and how much is she worth now when she's no longer pregnant and is recovering from a miscarriage. V'noisein lebi'oleha hapchas, and he pays the owner of the slave, he pays the amount of loss in her value, oichetzioi, or half the loss if it was a tam, bim hemis hashivcha, and if he killed the woman slave also, mishalim hakoifa hakotzav b'teira bilvad, then in that case he only pays the penalty that's set in the Torah, that is the 30 sloyim, kemoisha beyarnu, as we have already stated. Halacha vav, shorish niskaven lebehema v'nogach es ha'adam, an ox that intended to gore another animal, and it missed, and it gored a human being, afal pi shem himisa yipater kemoisha beyarnu, even though if he had killed him, the person, he would not have to pay, as it would not be put to death, I'm sorry, the ox would not be stoned to death, kemoisha biyarnu, as we already stated in chapter 10, in the previous chapter. Im chaval boy, nevertheless, if he did not kill him, but merely damaged him, chayav benezek, you do have to pay for the damages. V'im tamhu, and if it's an inexperienced ox, mishalim chatzi nezek migufa, he pays half the damage from the body of the offending ox. V'im muad, if it's an experienced ox, nezek shalim, he has to pay the full damage. Halacha zayit, Shartam Shehemis Vihizik, an ox that was inexperienced and it killed someone or it damaged someone, Donim Oisei Dine Nefoshis, V'ein Donim Oisei Dine Mominis. The ox is judged according to its capital crime, that is, the ox is judged and put to death, but no payment is to be made here. That is, since the ox both killed the person and caused the damage here at the same time. The ox killed and caused damage. So the ox is put to death for killing, but the owner does not have to pay for any damages here, because since we're talking about a tam, an inexperienced ox, which pays only from its body, So, since it's to be stoned to death, its body has no value, its body is forbidden to be used, and there's nothing to collect from for the damages. Umua, Chehemis Vehizik, however, Umua, an animal that was experienced, and it killed and damaged. Dani Moise Dine Mominus, then he's judged by the, for the capital case, and judged to be stoned to death. Vechoizim Vedani Moise Dine Nefashis, and then we repeat the judgment and judge for the, first we judge the value of the money, we judge how much is due for the damages monetarily, and thereafter he's judged again for the capital case. And even, however, if they first, they did the reverse and they first judged the capital case and they judged the ox to be stoned to death, nevertheless, we go ahead and again judge him for the monetary damage that he committed, because the damages are not to be paid from the ox, they're to be paid by from the best of the property of the owner. From what do we pay in such a case where we're putting the ox to death? Min ha-shevach shehish birach. You cannot collect here from the property of its owner. You can only collect from income that was received from work that the ox did after the judgment, after the case was judged. You can, if the ox was put to work, you can collect from the work that he did. But you cannot collect from the property of the owner, even though it's a muad, an experienced ox. Shekiven shenigmar dinei leskila, because here once they have judged that it is to be put to death, ein lei balim, the ox now no longer has an owner. There's no longer an owner from whom we can collect the damages. If they judged him the case of putting him to death, and he escaped and ran away, and there was no work, and there was no income from which they could collect. Then there's no monetary judgment to be judged here because there's no one from whom to collect. If an ox killed a human being, and after the ox killed a human being, its owner consecrated it, it's not consecrated, because since it's to be stoned to death, the owner no longer has any jurisdiction here to consecrate it. V'cheinim hifkiroi, einei mufkar. So also if the owner abandoned his ownership and made it ownerless, it's not mufkar, it's not hefkir, it's not abandoned. Mochroi, einei mochar. If the owner sold it, it's not sold. It's to be taken from the purchaser and stoned to death. Herziroi shomer levolov einei chazara. If it was in the possession of a watchman when it killed someone and was judged to be stoned to death, and now the watchman returned it to its owner, it's not considered returned, and the watchman still owes the owner an ox. Shochtoi. If before it was stoned to death, he slaughtered it according to the laws of Shechita, sorry, Oseh Bahano, it may not be eaten, and in fact, no use may be made of the meat at all. Bamed Dvarim Amurim, when do all these rules apply, that the animal is ownerless and may not be used for anything, once they have judged it to be put to death? Acha shenigmar dinei leskila. Once they have finalized the verdict that it is to be put stoned to death. Aval achaloi nigmar dinei leskila. However, before, after he had killed, but before they have given out a final verdict that the ox is to be stoned to death, im higdishoi mugdash. If its owner consecrated it, it is consecrated. Vim hifkiroi hareyu mufkar. And if he abandoned his ownership, it's considered ownerless, and an ownerless ox is not judged in such cases, as we learned in the previous chapter. Mechorei harei zeh mocher. If he sold it, it is considered sold. Herziroi shomer lebalav. And if the watchman had possession here and he gave it back to its owner, harei zeh muchzar, now he owes the owner nothing. He has in fact returned an ox to its owner. V'im kodam v'shachtoi. And if before the verdict could be issued, he went ahead and slaughtered it according to the laws of shechita, harei zeh mutar b'achila. It's permitted to eat the meat. Halacha yud. An ox that had not yet been given the final verdict to be stoned to death, that was mixed up together with other oxen, and we do not know which is which, kulam pturim, all of them go free. None of them are to be judged and stoned. Lefisha ein goimrim dinei shal shor, ela bifnei hashor, kedin ha'adam. Because we cannot issue a verdict in a judgment against the ox except in the presence of this ox, just as we will learn in the case of a human being, because that in the case of a human being, that's also the law, that he can only be judged in his own presence, because the pasuk says Hashor Yisokil v'gam ba'ol of Yumas, the ox is to be stoned to death, and also its owner is to be put to death. And even though we learn that he's not actually put to death, he pays the redemption money, nonetheless, the stoning of the ox is to be done in the same manner as a human being, as the owner would be put to death if this were done in Beis Din. That is, it has to be done, the judgment, in his presence. Nigmar dinoi v'acha kach nesariv b'acherim. If the verdict had been issued that he's to be stoned to death, and thereafter the ox was mixed up with others, afilu be'elef, even if there were 1,000 other oxen that were mixed up with this one, kulam niskolim, all of them are to be stoned to death, v'nikbarim, and they're buried, v'asurim b'hanah, and they may not be used for any purpose, kedin beheman hiskelas, just as the law of any ox that is to be put, that is to be stoned to death. Since they are living animals, we have a rule that ba'alei chayim einam betalim, that living animals cannot be nullified by being mixed up with a large quantity of other animals, and therefore all of them, since the one ox is forbidden to be used, all of them are asurim bahana, all of them are forbidden for all purposes, and since the oxen are all forbidden, therefore they are considered as if they have no owners, and therefore they're all stoned to death. Halacha Yud Alef, Parah Miuberes Shehimiso Es Ha'Adam, a pregnant cow that killed a human being, V'chein Kol Behema Shenevda Ba'Aveira, and so also any animal with which some sin was committed, for which the animal would have to be put to death, such as an animal with which a human being copulated, and the animal is to be put to death. Hare ubra kamoiha. If the animal was pregnant, its fetus has the same law as the mother, and it's also to be put to death. That is, the animal is put to death while still pregnant, and if it gave birth meanwhile, so the offspring is put to death. The ubra nogcha, he the ubra nirba. Why? Because it was the fetus is considered part of the mother, and it's as if the mother, along with the fetus, had done the goring, or the mother, along with the fetus, had copulated with a human being. Halacha yud beis nogcha vehemisa. If the animal gored and killed someone, v'acha kach nisabra, and thereafter it became pregnant, imat shaloid nigmar dino nisabra v'yolda koidem gemar din. If the animal became pregnant before the verdict of stoning was issued, and it gave birth before the verdict was issued, v'lada mutar, then, since it gave birth before, since it became pregnant after the killing, and it gave birth before the verdict, so the offspring is permitted. V'im yolda acha gemar din, if it gave birth after the verdict was issued, even though the pregnancy occurred after the damage, nonetheless, vlada osur, offspring is forbidden. Sha'uber yerech imayhu, because the offspring is considered like one of the limbs of its mother, and since the judgment was given against the mother, the judgment was given against the offspring also. And if this offspring was mixed up together with others, they're all put into an enclosed place and locked up there. They're not stoned to death, but they're all put into an enclosed place until they die there. If the ox that is to be stoned to death was judged. The witnesses had said that he had killed a person. He was judged to be stoned to death. And before he was actually stoned to death, other witnesses came and testified against the first witnesses, that the first witnesses were false. Kol ha-koydem bo-yizochor. So now the ox is free and is not to be stoned to death. Nonetheless, the ox does not automatically revert to his owner. Anyone who gains possession from the first one who can gain possession of this ox owns it. Shaharei mishanigmar dinoi hifkiru bi-olav. Because as soon as the verdict was given out that the ox is to be stoned to death, the owner, assuming that the judgment would be carried out, had given up his ownership. If, however, the original witnesses had testified that the owner had raped the animal, and now the animal is to be put to death, and other witnesses testified against the first witnesses that they were false, then the ox belongs to its owner. And if anyone came in meanwhile and drew the ox to himself, he has not acquired ownership. And why is this? Because since the owner here knows for sure that he did not commit this sin, and that these are false witnesses, therefore he does not give up his ownership when he hears the verdict, because he always has hopes that other witnesses will come and show up these witnesses to be false. Loi hifkir, and therefore he has not abandoned his ownership of this animal.